is John Bayliss, and welcome to this Miracle Hour broadcast. We are so pleased you could join us, and you will be blessed. I'd like to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, Lord, that you would grant to your servant this day great boldness to preach your word. Lord, I pray that you stretch forth your hand to heal, and, Lord, that you perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, friends, we'd like to start again to see what God's nature is like and what his heart, what his thoughts are towards you. And we start again in the Psalms. We have a different psalm or different scripture every time. And this one is from Psalm 36:10. And it says, continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to those upright in heart. And in Luke, it says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Friends, what the Bible is saying, God continually loves those who know him, and his righteousness is upon them. See, friends, you can't earn this righteousness. It's a gift God gives to those who call upon his name. Is it because of the tender mercy of our God, Jesus Christ, has come from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide your feet into the path of peace. What a promise. I'd like to speak again or preach again today on one another excuse. Your excuse, some of the excuses are, I think you are making a big fuss about this, about Jesus Christ and the cross, his suffering for me and you. Well, the answer to that is, why is Calvary such a big date in history? It says in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friends, isn't your soul important? The Bible says in Matthew 16, for what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I mean, isn't life uncertain? We can see this. What does the Bible say about life being uncertain? We see this in Luke 12:20. But God said to him, you fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will these things be which you have provided? You see, death, judgment and hell lie ahead. In Galatians 6:7 it says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. In Hebrews 9:27, and just as it is appointed for all men and women once to die, and after that, the certain judgment. See, the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, asked for your decision. We see this in Revelation 3:20. Says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. See, loved ones, the tender and merciful loving God is calling you. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. He wants to come in, but only you can let him. See, it's your choice. No one else can make this decision. He loves you. That's why he suffered on the cross for you, for your sin and your sickness. It says in John, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. You see, God is offering peace. He's offering forgiveness. He's offering abundant life. and he's offering eternal life. This Bible says in Colossians, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. And your response, friends, receive Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 13. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. See, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? And this is what to pray. Just follow me in this prayer. Follow me along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, if you've prayed this prayer, the Bible says, this is a promise from the Bible, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. This is called the new birth. This is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. So read your Bible every day if possible to get to know Christ better. Start in the New Testament with Matthew, Mark, Luke or John, Book of Acts. Then talk to God in prayer every day. You can talk to God in prayer every day, anywhere, at any time. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. And now you're Christ's representative in a needy world. Demonstrate this new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Well, to those that are sick or in pain or hurting, I will start to pray for you soon. Listen to what God is saying as I read his word and have an expectancy to be healed. We read in Matthew 4, 23 to 24. Now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. See, friends, Jesus constantly showed his compassion towards the sick and the suffering in these scriptures. He healed all kinds of sickness, all kinds of disease among the people. They brought to Jesus all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Friends, he healed them all. They all felt his compassionate, merciful, loving touch. And he hasn't changed. He's still the same today. And Luke 4:33, once as he was teaching in the synagogue, a man possessed by a demon began shouting at Jesus, "Go away. We want nothing to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth. You have come to destroy us. I know who you are, the Holy Son of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him to the ground, came out of him and did not hurt him. Amazed, the people asked, "What is this man's words that even demons obey him?" You see, friends, Jesus' power and authority again was shown as the demon knew who Jesus was and tried to tell Jesus to go away, but was rebuked and told to be quiet and come out of the man. Immediately the demon left. Jesus healed them all. And now Jesus tells his believers to do the same. We see this in Mark 3. "And that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons." And Luke 4:18, this was the command for me and for every other believer. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted, to preach freedom to the captives. He has appointed me to release the oppressed, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him." You see, friends, Jesus will heal all who come to him. The Bible says, "I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. You see, friends, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to do the healing here today and the deliverance. It's his power. It's the anointing of God. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. And the Lord working with me and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Well, friends, I will start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Place your hand on that sick part or that hurting part of your body now. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through the broken heart and the broken emotions, all those in pain and physical afflictions, spirit of infirmity, I bind and I break your power now. And I command you to loose God's children. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. Those with cancers and cysts and growths, I curse you at the roots. Be healed. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place now in every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I command you be healed and made whole with soundness, perfect soundness. And to the oppressed, I bind and I break your power. Holy Spirit, set them free, I pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for visiting your people today. You're touching them right now with soundness, perfect soundness. Lord, show me that there's a person with an ulcer on their right-hand leg. You're being healed right now. You feel the pain's gone. It's pain's gone. The healing's starting right now. There's no more pain. There's people there with bowel problems. You're being healed right now. The power of God's touched you right now. You feel the pain going. You feel actually heat. Feel the tingling in your body. You're being healed right now. Pain's gone. There's a woman bleeding quite bad. You're being healed right now. Many women, you're being healed right now. It stopped right now in Jesus Christ's name. There are many cancers that are being healed right now. You feel the touch. Cysts are actually disappearing. Goiters are disappearing. The pain's gone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're being healed right now. And many, many others. Lord, also show me right now that there's a child, you're being healed of an incurable sickness right now. It's about an eight-year-old girl. You're being healed right now. You're being healed right now. The power of God's touching you right now in Jesus Christ's name. You've laid hands upon this child from the radio broadcast, and you're being healed. It's being healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Take your healing right now. Try yourself. Just try and see if there's any improvement, where there's been pain or where you could move. You've been healed right now. If there's an improvement, just try to see if there's an improvement. If there's an improvement, it means God has started to heal you now. Some of you might think, I haven't felt anything. It doesn't matter. The power of God's flowed in and you'll be healed. Many times the people in Jesus' time were not healed instantly. I've prayed for several thousand, and sometimes the people don't feel anything at the start, but the Holy Spirit has started his work. Amen. Well, friends, to keep your healing, believe you have received. If the symptoms come back, Jesus said, I have given you authority over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't listen to fear or doubt or unbelief. And friends, know this, it's God's will for you to be healed. It's God's will for you to be healed. He wants you healed and to keep your healing. Make sure, friends, that you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. Jesus said, live in peace with each other, friend. Live in peace and walk in love. And respect your parents and friends. No superstition. No more superstition. No going to witch doctors. Repent of that. Only the Holy Spirit heals. Well, friends, we would love to hear from you. So if you've made a commitment for Christ, or you've been touched and been healed, we would love to rejoice with you. And so my parting prayer today is this. My prayer for you, may God's peace and God's love and his choicest blessings be yours in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah. 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 Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Come unto Jesus.